Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I love how the stories that have to do with the villages, they always call them like a villager. Like it's Minecraft, right? You know the NPCs in Minecraft? Meh. That's all they say. Meh. They just make that noise.
Is this a villages story?
It is a villager.
The villages.
We got a villager. He was convicted. Now, so his sentencing is in. It's a good story. So I know. So his sentencing is in. It's news. He got convicted last year of golf cart road rage. I didn't even know that was a thing. That's what he got. This guy, Sheldon Engstrom, he's 60. He's a villager. He was booked in Sumter County Detention Center Tuesday night after the sentencing. He pled no contest in Sumter County Court to battery and resisting arrest in connection with a golf cart road rage incident. He's been placed on probation for a year, ordered to perform 40 hours of service. He also had a right. He also was ordered to complete anger management. And he had to write an apology letter. So what happened? It was a road rage altercation. So what happened? He apparently got impatient with a line of golf carts in front of him on the golf cart path. And he tried to pass other golf carts. And then he stopped at a stop sign and attempted to wave some golf carts past him. And a woman in a golf cart indicated she did not want to go around him. And he started yelling and screaming at her. And then he got out of his cart and began walking aggressively towards that golf cart. And then he began chest bumping the guy who got out of that golf cart. This is like watching Nat Geo. And then the one guy told Engstrom to leave him alone and said, "What the hell is wrong with you?" And then he threatened to hit the lady. And they literally chest bumped aggressively multiple times.
With the lady?
No, with the guy who was in the cart with the lady.
All right.
And they called the police on him and they arrested this guy at home. So really, like, the most that came out of it was chest bumping. I swear I saw this. I've seen this literally, like, in the wild. Not, I haven't, you know, like, on Nat Geo, right? So this guy's sentenced. That's just, if you're going to go that length, I'm just, you know. Let's see here. This, I got one woman who fled a traffic stop because she said she couldn't afford to go to jail. Boy. Lake County, Florida. She was arrested after she fled from a traffic stop. She says she couldn't afford to go to jail, she told the Lake County Sheriff's Office. Corin Perkins, 33, was charged with felony fleeing in an attempt to elude law enforcement, driving while her license was revoked. And this was after a vehicle incident that this happened late last week. They tried to pull her over. She didn't stop. She just sped away, literally sped. She was speeding. And they didn't chase her, but another deputy was able to find her abandoned vehicle. And they tracked her and they put her in jail. She's there on a $7,500 bond. Definitely can't afford it now. So look, that's what, you know, what happened. There you go. Yeah, don't play stupid games and you won't win stupid prizes. A good guy, Florida dentist, saved a man who was choking in a Port Orange restaurant. Patrick Cole was at the First Watch restaurant with his wife when a bite of food got stuck in his throat. Dr. Sean Bannon was sitting a few tables away. He noticed that the guy was distressed. He said, as soon as he put his hands to his throat, he said, it was like a knee-jerk reflex. I was on my feet. After a few repetitions, Bannon cleared the food. Cole could breathe freely. He took a few minutes to decompress, but was okay. So he literally just saved his life. So that's pretty wild. I read a story about the guy, Dr. Heimlich, who invented the maneuver, never actually performed it until like one day when he was old, and then he performed it. You would think that he performed that maneuver a million times. A Florida man was arrested after forcing his way into a woman's home and hugging her. 29-year-old Florida man. He's got too many names. I need to take a deep breath for all his names. Nestor Miguel Zavala Zepeda. That's a lot. You pick, drop one. You know, it's like, what is the rule about jewelry? If you're standing in front of your mirror with all your jewelry on, take off one thing before you leave the house. Otherwise, you're over-accessorized and that's tacky. Okay, well, you have too many names. Stop it. It's tacky. You're over-accessorized. So this 29-year-old broke into this lady's home Monday and hugged her. He got charged with battery and burglary. The 21-year-old victim said she found her neighbor sitting on her porch, and deputies say he stopped her from closing the door, gained entry inside, hugged her without her consent. She got him out of her residence, called 911. So he's in there on a $20,000 bond. He did try to get back into her apartment. I feel like if he would have been able to get back in, I don't think it would have stopped at hugging. I think he'd have probably done something. Done something more, I should say. But that's, golly, people are, I don't know. I feel like maybe also too, she knew that he was probably a weirdo from the beginning, because the stories, like, she immediately was all weirded out because he was right there in front of her house. So that, or her apartment door. And let's see, a Florida man is accused of stealing a truck, crashing it through a fence at Jacksonville International Airport. He told police, whatever I took tonight was not cocaine. Yeah, that's it, guys. He just says he didn't take the cocaine. So our good friends over at Kel-Tec, American made. You want to talk about a story, an all-American story. George Kellgren immigrates from Sweden, goes to beautiful Florida, and creates a company, adds to the tax base, creates jobs, hires veterans, family-run, family-owned company, and firearms quality made right here in the U.S. of A. They're an innovative Florida-based creator of pistols and rifles and shotguns, accessories, gear, and they've been continuing the mission of game-changing innovation and performance with their, for instance, Sub-2K Gen 3. I have the second generation of this, the Sub-2K. Reads a Sub-2000 on the website. It's light, foldable, it's effective, it's a 9mm carbine. They've they've reconfigured a few things on this rifle, on this carbine for the Gen 3, so you can keep your optics on when you fold it in half. My Gen 2 version, I have to detach my optics, but with the Gen 3, keep everything on, fold it right in half, and it just as quickly and easily deploys. It has light into action for easy racking and ambidextrous bolt hold open as well, all providing improved manipulation, lightened, nice, real buttery smooth 5-pound trigger. Again, quality made right here in the U.S. of A. We need more companies like Kel-Tec. See Kel-Tec online. See everything that they have to offer at KelTecWeapons.com. Follow them on social media. That's K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. I wanted to touch on this, too. It's a part of the policy. This is one of the dumbest things. This is so dumb. It's really one of the worst things I've ever seen in terms of stepping on yourself with bad policy. And it has to do, let me pull this up, with energy. You remember when Joe Biden said, the Biden administration said they were going to build something like a frillion charging stations, oh, yeah. EV charging stations. Yeah. Oh, they're going to build all these EV charging stations. So many of them. In fact, they had said, I think it was 500,000. Yeah. Now, he said that in 2021. They're going to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations by the year of 2030. Kane, guess how many they built?
We did this a few weeks ago. There was like 6 or 7. Is there more than 7?
No, there's not.
No?
7.
Is there fewer than 7?
No, it's just 7.
Because okay. I've seen the videos of them cutting that copper out of that wire.
It's 7.
It's 7.
Whole station.
Still only 7.
So, you know, of the 500,000.
With a diesel generator sitting 300 yards back behind it.
Now, remember, the Secretary Mayor Poot Booty Juice, he's the guy who administers the funds that are apportioned for this in the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure act. Now, do you remember when he was on also CBS's Face the Nation? And he goes, well, it's more than just plunking a small device into the ground. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So they had these internal memos from the Department of Transportation. This was a story broken by the Washington Free Beacon. And they interviewed people who are responsible for overseeing the implementation of these EV charging stations. What do you think the delay is? Let me just say, if you guys had to think of a delay for why these EV charging stations couldn't be built, what would you think it is? Probably like materials or something, right?
Yeah.
Nope. Nope, it's because of their diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. One senior Department of Transportation staffer said, quote, these requirements are screwing everything up. Someone else said that's making it take so much longer. So when Biden took office, he signed this executive order that demanded that the beneficiaries of 40% of all government grants that relate to climate and environmental programs that they have to come from underserved communities. So the order that established, you know, the it's the White House Environmental Justice Advisory Council. They monitor Department of Transportation to make sure that, quote, all voices, perspectives, and lived realities of communities with environmental justice concerns are heard in the White House and reflected in federal policies, investments, and decisions. What? The world, what in the world hell is that? So in order to even get a grant, and the Free Beacon has all the receipts on it, applicants have to demonstrate how meaningful public involvement and inclusivity of disadvantaged communities, how that is going to occur throughout the project's life cycle, right? So they didn't actually define what public involvement means in this. They just said that, well, it should be intentional outreach to underserved communities. And they have a whole little like a booklet on it online. It's a whole little booklet. So they get into techniques for meaning. Let's go to page 19 of this. Page 19, scroll on down. They have a million different pages of this. It's so ridiculous. But it's the DEI stuff. So in this, they talk about primary languages and all kinds of other stuff and how to include X, Y, and Z in terms of demos, in terms of identity politics. So they said that if you're going to get a grant, they note in this that applicants have to demonstrate, I told you how they had to demonstrate how they're going to be inclusive of all this stuff, and they didn't define public involvement, except they gave some examples. This is in their little transportation booklet. So they mention games and contests, visual preference surveys, and neighborhood block parties. Like that's considered, I guess they consider those public involvement. And so long as the grant recipient provides, quote, multilingual staff or interpreters to interact with community members who use languages other than English. What does this have to do with just building the damn charging station? How do you even quantify public involvement? How is that even quantified? And I don't even know how any of this, what this has to do with a single EV charging station. But if you want to, if you want federal funding to build it, you got to submit these reports that total like hundreds of pages that talk about how, what you're doing to pursue equity every step of the way. Now, Kane,
yeah.
Do you think this is going to increase construction costs?
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
This reminds me of what Vice President Harris said. Audio soundbite 12. This is like some of the stuff that, I mean, this is kind of reflective in their policies approaching everything. Listen to this.
Many of you may know the stories about a black family that wants to sell their home and then has the appraiser come in, and the house is appraised for what they know is less than its value. And you probably know the stories about how they'll then reach out to family friends who are white and say, hey, will you all come over, bring your family pictures? We're going to take down ours, and you invite the appraiser.
I've never heard that. People want to make money. They want to make money. But everything is viewed through the lens of race. Apparently, appropriating down to building charging stations. Everything is about race. One senior department transportation official told the Free Beacon that these ridiculous inclusion requirements handcuff professionals from making proper evaluations, and they prevent the government and public from funding the most deserving projects instead of funneling money towards the least qualified applicants. And I mean, golly, the first charging station opened in a small Ohio town and no one used it. And they only have 0.33% of all vehicles operating on battery power in that state. Yeah. So the regulations, that's just you're paying off your voting block through that. Those are federal funds because of the insane word salad restrictions that you're applying, that you're demanding be fulfilled for these to receive a grant to build an EV charging station. You're making it to where you might as well just say you can only, these grants are only allowed for Democrats and Democrat businesses to build these charging stations. Just go ahead and say it. Stop with this other stupid nonsense. This is federal plunder. It's what it is. But can you believe it? So that's why it's so slow. That's why they can't build them. That's why there's 7 out of 500,000 that have been built. I mean, not that I don't think the government should be doing this at all, but I think it's funny that they're stepping all over themselves with us. Out of 500,000, only 7.
And we're 3 years out from that money being green-lighted. So
7.
In 3 years, they've built 7.
Let me give you another example of really stupid policy. So a lot of the left is really mad. A lot of the left in Florida is really, really mad at Governor Ron DeSantis right now because they had yesterday his office released the budget veto list, and it had a bunch of stuff on there. Some of it's pretty crazy. The stuff that they were vetoing. One of the things on the list was menstrual hygiene products grant program pursuant to section blah, 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 Florida statutes. Now, I thought, what is for tampons? One of my favorite meme accounts, Midnight Mitch, lost their mind over it. Because that's what they're talking about, menstrual hygiene. They're talking about pads and tampons. And the request that he vetoed was $6.4 million for this. So Mitch went in and was like, a 36 count box of tampons at Target, $7.99. That's 800,000 boxes or 28 million individual tampons. The entire population of Florida is like 23 million. Why do you need 28 million tampons for schools? Why does the school even need to be providing that?
Yeah.
And why is it $6.4 million? Oh, my gosh. So, of course he vetoed that. I mean, you're looking at, that's crazy. That's insane. That's money. Why would you spend that? So, yes, he was right. That, and I love the comments on it. I love the comments from the dudes trying to figure out how many per day a girl would need. It's one of my favorite things ever to read. But that's not anything. That's, oh my gosh, $6.4 million. It's just Democrats don't know where money comes from, clearly. Clearly. Just bad policy. This is what they focus on. But the petrodollar, that can go to hell. We don't really care about that. We don't care about that. They don't care about tax dollars. So set immigration politics aside for a moment. New diseases are entering through U.S. borders and infections. The University of Nebraska's Med Center has been tracking it. USA Today has written about it. All kinds of infections, diseases. Plus, you remember the medication shortages during COVID and remember not being able to see a doctor and long lines at the ER? So my advice is to prepare for the next disease or infection. Get out in front of it. Order a medical emergency kit from the Wellness Company. Now, it's not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your house with essential prescriptions. And it comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 different medical issues. And these are strong antibiotics for infections of all type, like strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, so much more. Plus, there's an easy doctor's guide you can follow, so you'll know exactly when and how to use it without a trip to the doctor or the hospital or the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes, and your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Dana and use promo code Dana. That's promo code Dana at twc.health/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, I had to hit my Black Rifle Coffee. There is such dangerous rainfall in Florida. There's flooding everywhere. Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency. They said several roads have been turned into rivers and lakes. And I know that the water damage, I know all that's really bad. But guys, you know what else I'm thinking of when I'm looking at all the photos and videos of water swirling everywhere? And I'm watching a lady in a wheelchair getting wheeled through water. I'm thinking of gators. That's exactly. I'm not thinking of anything else. I am not thinking of another thing else. Gators. Now, what's that like when there's the flooding and all that there? Are them gators just everywhere up in the streets and on your porches and all that? Like, what is it?
Probably.
Oh, my gosh! That's like a horror movie. So we hope everyone stays safe down there. Good heavens. Also, John Fetterman was said to have been at fault for the recent car accident. Apparently, they said he was speeding when he rear-ended this car in front of him. What is that supposed to be? Am I supposed to hate him now because he disagrees with Democrats about how much they hate the Jews? Right? No? Let's see. This, Joe Biden is, this is at the border. He's facing his first lawsuit over the new asylum crackdown at the border. A coalition of immigrant advocacy groups sued him, saying that the recent directive that halts asylum claims at the border, saying they said it's not any different than Trump's, duh. And that was also had been previously blocked by the courts. The ACLU filed behalf on a group that doesn't realize that people who aren't citizens here that don't have the exact same rights, or people who haven't gone through the proper legal pathways do not have the same rights as non-citizens. And so, I don't know, that'll be interesting to see. But there is a point there. The court overturned it when it was Trump. Are they going to do it now that it was Biden? Or is it going to be different because Dems de rules? Ew. And marine specialists are scrambling to save a humpback whale ensnared in a fishing net in the Arctic. Oh, no, save him. His name is Stanislav. He's a big old whale ensnared, and they're working really hard to save him and save his life. Stick with us. A lot more in store.
I also hope that most Americans can understand the difference between a flag that symbolizes, love and acceptance and signals to people who have sometimes feared for their safety that they're going to be okay, and insurrectionist symbology. I'll just leave it at that.
Why are you gay?
Why? So my whole question with this, that's Secretary Mayor Newmom Poop Booty Juice. Also a former rear vice admiral of the canoe fleet at Camp Wimpy Tonka, who was talking about because it's Alphabet Month, and he's talking about all these. I don't know why people are like, let's paint some murals in the street. So I'm trying to understand this psychological safety that one feels if they see a rainbow on asphalt. Now, I bring this up because yesterday, this was after we were off air. I think this was when I was reading some stuff ahead of today. And because I always do a lot of my research after I get off air, I do research until probably about I read incessantly till sometimes 7 or 8 o'clock. And unless it's a crazy day and it goes a lot later at night, and then start setting up the show for the next day. Audio soundbite 20. So this was. Was this in, I can't remember what state this was in. This is, I keep seeing this happening in a number of states. In this one little city called Fredericktown, they put out a tweet. Now, Juan is showing you the tweet. First off, before we dive any further, what is on the guy's roller? Like, I noticed it when I reposted it with a comment, but I was too focused on the stupidity of the rest of their tweet. But coming back to this, is that like invisible red paint that goes on? I mean, this is such a stupid. I love that he's got the hard hat on, so he feels safe. But there's nothing on that roller. Kane? Kane's dying.
He's clearly just identifying as a painter.
True.
It's literally what he's doing.
That's true.
It's completely fake because there's no painting going on.
It's taking everything I have right now to just stay in the lines here.
Yeah, Juan and I were talking about this morning. It's clearly like they do the photo op thing. They're like, hey, go out there and dress like those painters dress and grab one of those rollers from like Home Depot that those painters have.
There's no paint anywhere. And then, there's like not even a bucket.
Right, they didn't. They couldn't go that far, apparently.
That looks so stupid. You know, he's pretending like a lot of the people who are pretending to be a member of the different sex. They're like the pretending. They're all cosplaying. So that's fitting, right? But here's the thing. I don't care what people choose to do in the privacy of their own homes because I don't care. I really don't. I don't have a heart that big. I don't care. And I'm not a busy Betty. I don't want to micromanage your life. I don't care. Like, I just don't. I've got enough issues right now to deal with, right? But I'm trying to figure out the significance of painting a rainbow on the street. And then, you know, you can't just paint the rainbow. You guys know this, right? They've been fighting about this online, too. If you paint just the rainbow, then the T's get mad at you. The T's look at the L's and the G's and the B's and like, what is wrong with you bigots? And the L's and G's and B's are like, what is wrong with you? And then they fight. And so they have to put that the T's have the nastiest, stupid colors. They, what is it, like brown and blue and pink and some other stuff on there. And then they've got this weird symbol and it just is stupid. And then it just looks trashy and cluttered and busy. So anyway, I'm trying to figure out, what about paint being on asphalt makes it better? Like, oh, I feel so unsafe. I felt unsafe and then I saw paint on the asphalt and now I feel so much better. I don't understand the world's safer because of paint on asphalt denoting sexual activity. Oh, stop it. Stop being like, no, Dana, it's about love and acceptance and about of what? Love and acceptance of what? Finish it. Of what? You don't understand. It's about making people feel safe. For what? To do what? Finish it. Why? Why is it different for you and everyone else? We don't need to see paint on a road. Right? I sleep with my husband. I don't need a flag on the road to make me feel safe, right? Colors on the road, paint on the road. Just saying. I don't need that to feel safe. So what is it about? What does it represent? No one finishes it. It's about how you have sex. That's all it is. And no one cares, but people keep shoving it all in everybody's faces. Or with the T's, you know, you call me ma'am. I mean, you've.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
See?
It is ma'am.
It's, you have to, especially with the T's, you have to not only, it's not about acceptance, it's about accommodation and encouragement. Do you feel safer? Did all the crime end because there's colors on the road now, Kane?
No.
It just is over the top.
It actually made me feel less safe because now how do I know where these people are supposed to cross the street? Am I supposed to stop like right there or a couple feet before it? Now actually I don't even really know.
And can you not walk on it? Like they get mad if people drive on it.
Right. Do they?
I'm not going to make the obvious joke about skid marks that I think would complete the mural. And not for the reason that stop it. I'm just saying you can't drive on it. You can't, like, don't even look at it. It's probably a felony. I don't know. Well, they're like, it's a more inclusive and safe society for all. You know what it means? The rainbow on the road means that only the alphabet people can cross here. You're allowed, drivers are allowed to hit you if you have sex a normal, boring way. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know how people know that. No one knows unless you throw it in their face, right? I mean, it's the equality and everything else is assumed unless you're trying to give people reasons for not treating you equally and then demanding that they treat you equally. You don't understand. It doesn't make sense. Like a hurt and rescue that you do yourself.
Will they issue a gay walking ticket?
A gay walking. That's you know what? It's gay walking if it's not in the rainbow.
Right.
You've got to stay on the yellow brick road, the rainbow brick road. Otherwise, it's gay walking and you get a ticket for it. That's a good point, Kane. I don't know what the ticket is. And if you're apparently an alphabet person and you don't cross in the rainbow, you'll get mowed down. But if you are not an alphabet person and you cross in the rainbow, you'll get mowed down. So see, I don't know. There's like all these laws and stuff. It's just so over the top.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.